Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from just up the road a piece, as the Museum of Danish America is going to be welcoming an artist in here this week that is going to create, well, something I think that's going to get a lot of interest here locally and beyond. Eric Anderson is the Executive Director of the Museum of Danish America and joins us here today. Eric, how are you this morning?
Oh, fine, Jim. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for the time. Good. I was amazed when I looked at this information about the exhibit that's going to be actually created there, which makes it a little bit unique as well. You've got an artist coming in to create something that's really going to draw some eyeballs. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. Thomas Dambo is a Danish. He features himself as a recycling artist. So starting 15 years or so ago, Dambo began creating troll installations worldwide, but there are a few over 70 here in the United States, and they have caught the public's imagination. There are groups called troll hunters that seek these things out and design vacations and day trips around seeking out trolls, which in most places are somewhat hidden, but you can imagine in the Iowa prairie, they're pretty easy to find.
Well, I'm looking at some of the photos I see here. To me, unless it's just the perspective, they look pretty enormous.
They are pretty enormous. The troll that we have agreed to help construct here at the museum will be something on the order of 20 feet tall and in a 30-foot long boat. So the idea is the immigrant experience for any immigrating population. In this case, though, with Thomas being Danish, the factory or the workshop, I should say, being based in Copenhagen, and here at the Museum of Danish America in the Danish villages, there's a pretty clear connection. So it's a major undertaking. We laid out the ground site for it, and now we've collected a little over 12,000 lineal feet of lumber, of construction materials. Mostly either reused or repurposed. There are some exceptions to that because there are some things you just can't find, like boat ribs. But otherwise, this is a great use of pre-existing material being turned into something artistic and that will weather for at least the 10 years that we have contracted with Dambo Arts.
Wow. And these are all unique, right?
Each one is unique. He creates the troll, he gets an idea, then he names the troll, and then he writes a poem that describes sort of what this troll's mission is. There's one up in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin called Mama Rosa, that as they told me the story, he was going through the town dump and found some cast aside streetlights, which became a bouquet of electrified flowers for that troll. I mean, you can't make that up twice, right? So this one in a boat, there's also only one in the United States that is indoors. That's in Solvang, California. So each troll is different, in some cases wildly different. There are also two groups of traveling trolls, a half dozen that right now are featured at Lauritsen Gardens in Omaha. That will be moving up into Tupper Lake, New York, I think at the Wild Center. And there are a dozen in Asheville, North Carolina, that are going full West Coast. They're headed out to California shortly. So each different, each with a different purpose, each with a different story.
Wow. Now, I've got to ask, why the troll? Is there a story behind the troll?
There probably is, but I don't have full flavor on that. This is if not the fastest that a troll has come to fruition. It's certainly very close to that. We had the initial serious conversation with the Dambo folks in mid-February. Our board approved discussing a troll installation the last couple of days of February, and by March 10th, we had a signed contract with Dambo Arts to begin installation there Monday, April 6th. So this has been moving at the speed of light. The backlog of troll contractual obligations and installations, they had told me, was 15 months. But this gained an urgency because they're doing an installation in Clinton, Iowa, up on the Mississippi, that began also April 6th and will conclude at the end of the month. So
wow.
At this point, the troll here will be the first in Iowa, but I think will complement what's being done up north at the Sawmill Museum.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, this is going on here this month. It started this week. It's going to continue through the month. Will people be able to watch the construction?
They can. We ask that they keep a respectful distance from the actual construction site, because there will be heavy equipment, there will be some elevation, there will be some very sharp tools, and a number of people working specifically on the troll, but also assisting that effort. So we've signed up over 70 volunteers, including people from local businesses, from METC, from Keysight Technology, and from the Rasmussen companies, who are sending teams to come and help. In addition to a groundswell of local volunteers who have re-engaged with the museum in a meaningful way. So this has been a win-win for the community and a win-win for the museum.
Wait a second. You got this many volunteers to step up in this short little time frame since this was all approved and moving forward? And I assume this isn't something that just happens out of the goodness of someone's heart. There has to be some expense involved, too.
There is expense. We budgeted this at a little over $500,000. I have to say that we have a wonderful community partner in the Mike and Lou Howard Foundation, who are essentially community boosters, have been here a long time. Mike had businesses that he has since sold, but that gave the museum board the confidence to then themselves individually invest in this project. And we very quickly got to about 85% of our funding objective, which gave me the confidence to sign a contract and go ahead. But the community outreach, people are excited. They were talking in town the week before the build began, and have come forward to volunteer to help if they have carpentry and contracting skills or food preparation and hospitality skills. We have quite a group here.
Wow, that's amazing. Elkhorn has always been good. Elkhorn and Kimbleton, both the Danish communities around here, have been very good about rallying the troops when things need to get done, and this is a great example of that.
It's interesting. I'm relatively new here to the area anyway. I've been associated with the museum for 15 years. But, in the 70s, when they brought over the Danish windmill, I think they had 300 volunteers that helped to unpack and then to construct both the site and the windmill. And this is a continuation or a rekindling of that spirit.
You betcha. Well, from volunteers to donors to all kinds of ways that folks can jump in, it's a true community project. Now, the artist, Thomas Dambo, I understand he's going to have an opportunity to speak with folks as well?
He will. Thomas came and spoke here 2.5 years ago, I think, for what we call a brown bag lunch, where you come and listen to an interesting speaker. And it gave him the background on the museum and our purpose, so that when we began this conversation about a troll here, he remembered us fondly, and it moved us up the schedule, the calendar, probably 15 months. So he is a part of this arrangement. Thomas will be here in Elkhorn speaking for an artist's talk on Thursday, April 23rd at 7:00 at the high school gymnasium. So we're told that these talks by his business manager will attract several hundred people, and we just can't handle that crowd here at the museum. So the high school has been very generous in allowing us and the towns of Elkhorn and Kimbleton and some of our other sponsors, including the foundation, to host an artist talk and welcome the public free of charge.
Very good. Well, I hope the high school has enough chairs set up too that night. I think this will draw a crowd.
I hope so as well. Yeah.
It's really an interesting project and very different from a lot of the different exhibits that you'll see at the Museum of Danish America. So, Eric, how does this help going forward outside of being just something that people are going to want to come and see?
That's a really good question, Jim. A part of the arrangement with the Dambo folks is that you cannot charge admission for access to it. But our board, who many of whom are local origin, local grown, and then have moved off to other parts of the country, recognize the value and the importance of community foundation and community connection. And so when we looked at this, it doesn't make sense financially, right? You will never recoup fiscally what it costs through the normal business of the museum. But what it does bring is this, resurgence in community involvement and the community recognizing the museum as a partner. And quite frankly, the museum recognizing the community as a partner. So it has tremendous dividends that way, and that we found sponsors both on the museum board and in the community to pay for it, made it work.
Well, and one of the main purposes, as we all know, is the museum was first, was just an idea, and then was a concept, then was a construction project, and then a finished product. It was always to share the story of how immigrants moved from Denmark here to the United States, but keeping their heritage alive as well. And I guess in a way, this is kind of the same. We're immigrating something that's creating something new here and building something that others can enjoy.
Correct. Correct. We've had donors come up and drop off a check at the front desk and say, "I'm not Danish, but I love this idea." So, it speaks broadly to an immigrant experience, which in many cases is two, three, or four generations removed from the people who are here and appreciating it now.
Right. Right. Well, and no matter whether we're Danish or anything else, our families all came from somewhere. So this is we have that shared experience and that shared history too.
That's true.
Very good. Well, it sounds pretty exciting, and we look forward to seeing the project continue forward. It's just getting underway here this week, and it'll continue throughout much of the month of April here locally. And again, remember that artist talk, the opportunity to hear from Thomas Dambo, will be coming up on April 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. thereabouts, and that'll be at the high school there in Elkhorn. So hope you get a chance to put that on your schedule as well. Eric Anderson is the executive director of the Museum of Danish America. Eric, thank you so much for the time here this morning. Appreciate it. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.